I'm happy that the council were able to, I suppose, spend the time today to consider the issues, many issues before them. I know many of them had raised concerns that they wanted to give considerable time to, and I suppose I'm pleased that they were able to manage within the confines of one day to be able to do that and to do it thoroughly.
There was a push toward the end of today, we understand, to have the rate reduction brought from 3.5 to 5%. It looked for a while, from our perspective, as though it was going to happen. In the end, that wasn't achieved. What happened there from your point of view?
I suppose, you know, quite correctly, the members, the elected members, were asking the questions as to whether or not it was feasible to accommodate a further reduction towards 5%. And we had some, I suppose, detailed discussions around the figures that lay behind the 3.5%. I suppose the elected council, in their wisdom, were looking at, you know, the impact of a further reduction right across the board. And I suppose one of the impacts would have been, had we reduced further, that we would have had to be, I suppose, more stringent with those that have difficulty in paying us. And inevitably, we would have had to perhaps go to court with some of them quicker. And on balance, I think the elected council were happy that the book presents a reduction on the one hand, but balances it with an inability to be able to accommodate those that have very genuine cash flow problems in the short term. And I think when that balance is put together, it justifies the approach that has been taken. I suppose the other piece of discussion that was had towards the end of the day was the creation of a fund centrally to deal with some of the transportation issues, the strategic transportation issues that are emerging at county level. And I suppose in a way that, you know, provides an impetus into the general economy and in the eyes of many will actually create an earning capacity that will justify leaving the reduction at 3.5 instead of the 5.
There was also Councillor Brogan and the Fianna Fáil suggestion of a community development fund. We understand that the community development initiative, the strategic transport, there's a proposal, formal proposal, going to be presented to council in January. Did it come down to a matter of it's one or the other? It's either the rate reduction or it's the initiatives and funds you're looking for?
I don't think it did in the end, to be honest. I think that the council considered it in the round, and as you've seen at the end, they came to an absolute consensus in relation to what was put before them. And I very much welcome that. You know, there were difficult choices to be made, but I think collectively the council, as individual councillors and as parties, looked at it together and considered the issues together and came to a consensus. So I wouldn't say that it was one or the other. They considered it in the round, and I am very pleased with the decision that they made at the end of the day.
Finally, in memory, as far as we know, you're the first manager to have a budget unanimously passed at the first time of asking. That's an achievement.
Well, I'm very pleased about that indeed, Donal.